Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Mean Gene Show here on iHeartRadio. It is a Sunday. Yes. So what if I waited till the last minute? It doesn't matter. The fact is that it's going down. But I'm not even as excited about the start of the NFL season as I am about who's sitting next to me. It is my little brother, Mr. Picks himself, Jeff Lambert Sr.
What's in the house, in the house, man. What's going on, Mean Gene? What's happening, my brother? Hey, top of the morning.
You know what? Top of the morning. And this is like one of those bittersweet moments because, you know, COVID-19, it is because of COVID-19 that we're not in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania at this moment.
Correct.
So, but I mean, it's all good. Well, we probably wouldn't be there now because the home opener is not to next weekend.
True.
But normally we just get all geeked up for the start of the 2020 season. I got to ask you, are you surprised that we're playing football?
Actually, I am. It's too much money involved in this not to just let the season go unplayed. So I knew they was going to take, you know, all kinds of, you know, precautions to keep the guys safe, mm-hmm. keep the, you know, the fans safe, you know, by, you know, limiting and some are actually not even having fans in the stadium.
Right.
So I knew there was going to be some football, you know, so I knew it was going to push forward and I knew it was going to be some limitations. So, you know, hey, it's going the first game, you know, kicked off.
It's here.
So yeah, we can't
even fuss about whether they should be playing or not anymore. I think I beat that horse
to death. Yeah. You know, and actually, you know, it's kicked off where, you know, the preseason games was eliminated, you know, and went straight into, you know, let's go to work, you know. So
yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, we talked about it the other day when you got here. You know, you're not such a fan of the preseason. Whereas I guess I am because I'm looking at, you know, basically for fantasy football purposes, who I want to pick up. So I missed the hell out of the preseason. I mean, when they was playing Thursday night, I'm sitting there. I'm still not ready, you know, in a sense. They might be ready, but I'm not.
Yeah, but it kills that energy that a lot of, you know, fans have of, you know, hey, when they play those preseason games. Oh man, that was just preseason there. You know, and I feel that, you know, that kills all that because me, let's just go to work. Let's just get rid of the preseason game. If you know what you play football. It's a physical sport. You know, you can't sit around and just be, you know, on the beach all season on your off season and just doing nothing. Mm-hmm. You got to stay physically fit mm-hmm. because this is your job. When it's time to go back to work, hey, man, we need to be focused, prepared. You know, playtime is over with. It's time to get on that field. And I'm supposed to already be, you know, ready to go.
But, you know, but though, I agree with you to an extent to where if it wasn't for the pandemic, because even the pandemic even limited people in their workouts. So let's just say no pandemic, no preseason. I could see that the guys could still get together and practice the way they wanted to. But this year, you know, they wiped away the preseason. They didn't even let players get together and practice up until like late, like early September. I mean, like early August, I'm sorry, to where the guys could even get together. And then they had to put all those protocols together for them to be practice safe distancing and all of that crap.
Well, when you getting the kind of money that these guys are getting, man, that's some self procedures you should be able to take on your own versus, hey, just like me and you, we can get together. Hey, let's hit my backyard or something. Mm-hmm. And I got all this workout equipment. We can work out together mm-hmm. and kind of, you know, keep that momentum going and all that. So when they do allow us to come together, you know, as the team, you know, even though we have these limitations, we still are, we physically fit. We ready. You know what I'm saying? So,
because like you say, you're getting paid lots
of damn money. Lots of money, man. Why wouldn't you have some workout equipment at your house?
Oh, yeah.
We can go to the gym, you know, just like now. You know, people are just now being able to go to, you know, the gym and work out normal people.
Right,
you know,
right.
We're not getting all this money. So,
We know one person that did have a gym. That's Dak Prescott, right?
He had a whole football field. He put together a whole football field in his backyard.
Yeah, I mean, so I guess you're right. Some of those guys
had a practice facility.
A whole practice facility, his whole backyard. I wonder what the HOA had to say about that.
Hey, man. Hey, when you Dak Prescott, man, I guess, hey. And
he's only working with about $31 million a year. So, it. I mean, maybe he can afford
that's
that.
That's it.
But hey, folks, we got a big show to talk about today. I'm so excited to have my little brother here. And we're going to cover, we're going to sort of recap what happened Thursday night to kick off the Houston Texans and the Super Bowl champions, Kansas City Chiefs. And let's just jump on into that right now. Chiefs came out, and I mean, it looked like the Texans was going to, they drew first blood. David Johnson gets in the end zone. They go up 7-0, but final score 34-20. Patrick Mahomes looked every bit of that $503 million.
Oh, he's earned it.
Did he look like he was worth it?
He looked like he worth it. He looked like he worth it. And that's why I say once again, when you come out fighting, you got to show us that, hey, man, we made a great investment. And so far, like I say, it's just one game, but it counts. That's what I like.
Yeah, yeah, it counts. Oh, yeah.
So this is not
whether you were ready or not.
Exactly. So this went against, you know, the Texans. Then, hey, you know, now you're 0-1.
Yeah, you're 0-1.
So, therefore, your season has started. There's no, you know, hey, we'll see you down the road, you know, in a couple of months or whatever. Your season has started. You know, right now, like I say, everybody's at that point to where we got to come out fighting.
You got to come out fighting.
And the Texans showed up, you know. I just think with them getting rid of
Hockin,
they got rid of Hockin, man, and I think they paid for it. And he sent a tweet out, kind of throwing a little shade. Everybody read between the lines,
Oh,
put out there grateful, you know, and people kind of read between that, like, you know, like, okay, we know. So, but the thing is, you got to come back out today, Hockins.
You know,
and you know, either your tweet.
Now he's got to back it up.
Yeah, you got to back up what you
and
said.
And he got no easy opponent there. We're going to talk about that one later with the 49ers. But here's the thing. I like what you said. You brought up the fact they're 0-1. And I tell you what, I felt bad. I mean, look at all that money that was on the field. Whew. Between the 503 from Mahomes and the 160. I mean, Brinks couldn't get enough trucks in there to haul that damn money away.
Too much money on the field, man. Too much money on the field.
Jesus Christ.
And I'm like, man, the two highest paid quarterbacks in the NFL played.
I am going to, speaking of throwing shade, I'm throwing shade at Bill O'Brien, the idiot that decided to, the general manager and head coach, decided to trade Hopkins. I mean, you know, this is the year. You know, my old co-host, Ronnie B, used to love firing coaches. So I'm going to steal a page from his book. I'm putting some coaches on the hot seat and a general manager. Mm-hmm. So this man lose two jobs, right?
Correct.
You know, so does he fire himself? I think the family, the McNair family, says, okay, enough. We'll see how. I mean, it's early. It's 0-1, but that's a big AFC 0-1. That team is in your conference.
If
y'all have to meet again for home field
advantage,
you already down. So anyway, so that was that game, folks. That's the one that kicked it off. We are getting ready to get into all of the games that are coming up here. We're going to run through them. You know my little brother. He done did all his analytical all weekend. He's been ignoring me with his paper, pens, and internet. And he done used my tablet. I don't know what the hell he's been digging up. But
it's all clean.
Yeah, I got that parental permissions on there. I don't know what you like to look at. But anyway, but we got to get into these picks, man. And I hope, I know we're running a little late today, but that's okay. All that matters is that we're right at the end of the day. I'm going to make a prediction. Mr. Pick's going to give you the spread and tell you why. Let's start with the first game, and I can't wait because it's going to be on here in about another hour and 15 minutes. This is a hell of a matchup, man. The Seattle Seahawks at the Atlanta Falcons. Now, let me give you a little bit of history. The head coach of the Falcons used to be the defensive coordinator for Pete Carroll and the Falcons. Falcons ended the year hot last year. So here we go. We got Russell Wilson and we got Matt Ryan. Mm-hmm. We also have the running back that used to be with the Rams. He is now with the Falcons. So I'll tell you what, I think I had, yeah, I'm going with the ATL.
Pretty much, I'm going to roll with you on that.
Todd Gurley is who I was trying to say.
Yeah, but, you know, Seahawks also added Jamal Adams in the offseason. Mm-hmm. So, but at this point, mm-hmm. man, like I say, I think Atlanta is on some redemption type, you know, mission. And I think, you know, today with the, they only, and Seattle is only getting like 1.5 points, you know, in this game. You know, and I think for Seattle to be the team that they are, and Atlanta's kind of like on a try to come on a comeback mission,
mm-hmm.
I think that's a low score that they, you know, actually giving them 1.5 points. So me, I think I'm gonna go with Atlanta.
Okay,
well,
we both wrote them with
yeah,
Atlanta.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. That's kind of on a low
didn't know
side.
That spread was kind of low though. But you're right.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, you know, Seattle's defense did, at the last minute, they did pick up Jamal Adams, which is pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just out there floating around there
for a while.
But at the same time, this is really going to be interesting. You got Todd Gurley.
Mm-hmm.
And then you also, don't forget about Julio Jones. And don't forget about Calvin Ridley. Mm-hmm. I mean, so it's going to be a hell of a game. Can't wait till that one come on. So we both going with the ATL. The next game, woohoo! Now, you know, this is an AFC North Conference game.
Oh, yeah.
The Cleveland Browns with Mr. Baker Mayfield. I'm feeling kind of dangerous this morning. Going up against the hottest quarterback in the league last year. Led his team to a 14-2 record, Lamar Jackson. Can Lamar Jackson continue that momentum that he demonstrated last year? Passing for, what, over 3,000 yards, 36 freaking touchdowns. And not to mention he rushed for 1,200 yards. What are we going to see out of the Browns and the Ravens today?
Well, right now, like you said, I think Lamar is going to, you know, do Lamar. He's going to do Lamar, and he, you know, and this is, you know, a conference-type game. And right now, as Vegas got him sitting, it's a 47.5, you know, game over 47.5. So you got, you know, kind of going to be some points getting. It's going to be some point getting right now. And with Baltimore at a 7.5, I just don't think Cleveland know that this is, you know, is every game count. But like you say, we don't want to just fall behind. So really,
especially
I don't.
The conference.
Yeah, I really think that Cleveland is gonna. I don't think they're gonna win, but I think they're gonna cover that 7.5, which, you know, Baltimore got to beat them by 8 points.
Okay.
So I think they're going to cover that, and I think they're going to go over that 47.5.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say Cleveland's going to win. I'm just going to say if you're into betting, because that's Mr. Pick do,
I give
you,
do.
And I tell you, you know, hey, be very, very careful with your betting. Don't just go out there and do any kind of crazy betting. Mm-hmm. And, you know, hey, man, I'm just giving you something that I done researched, and I think – I'm not promoting your gambling or anything like that, your habits and all that. Mm-hmm. But if you got to go and bet, I would put to cover that 8.5, that 8 points. Mm-hmm. I would go with Cleveland to cover that 8. And I figure they're going to go over 47.5 points.
Today. Okay. I'm going with the Ravens, too. I mean, you know.
You going with the Ravens or you going with Cleveland?
No, I'm going with Baltimore
to win.
To win this game, definitely. I mean, this team is pissed off. They got booted out the playoffs last year by the Titans at home. No one expected that. So if they're for real, I think they're just going to play with attitude, at least for the first half of the season. I don't know. They still got, you know, that Pittsburgh still a defense to deal with, too, in that division.
True.
And the new Cincinnati Bengals. And, you know, the poor thing about Cleveland here, they're on, what, their 100th coach in the last 99 years. So Kevin Stefanski, you know, what a way to start off your first first game as a new head coach going up against the Ravens. So I got Baltimore.
Okay.
Next game here, another division game. And how about this? Hey, we get to talk about the AFC East without Tom Brady.
Mm-hmm.
The Buffalo Bills really came in second place last year and did very well last year, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to try to come back and rebound off their great season last year. So it's the Jets at the Buffalo Bills. Got a real slim down Le'Veon Bell, too.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And that's why I was looking at that. I was checking that out. I'm curious to see, man, if he's going to, you know, the guy kind of adjusted to just being like, hey, man, I'm not going anywhere right now. And I'm finna just play some old school Le'Veon Bell type, you know, if they can get him the ball, play some ball like that. And, you know, like I said, I think he's kind of then trimmed down to be a little faster, you know. So I think that the Jets at this point, they got a lot to prove. They got a lot to prove, man. And Le'Veon, I think if you planning on leaving the Jets, if you're trying to make a transition somewhere else following season, you got to do some more than what you did last year. You got to do a lot more than what you did and show up.
I think he will, because guess who's playing behind him? Frank Gore. So Frank Gore is Mr. Reliable.
Hey, you know the doors is always open. But at this point, I'm going to still go with Buffalo. Vegas got him at 6.5 point. I'm going to take, you know, because you can't put it all just on one or two guys. You know, it's a team effort.
Buffalo is just a good.
But Buffalo, yeah. Buffalo.
And they picked up Stephon Diggs, that hell of a, you know, the wide receiver that does the commercial for Geico.
Yeah.
So stick them.
Yeah. So they got, like I say, Vegas got them at 6.5 right now. So I would take Buffalo to go with the 6.5.
Okay. Next game here, it is a shame because last year we ended the football season in Las Vegas. We were out there for the Super Bowl 54, enjoying ourselves at Treasure Island. And while we were there, we got a chance to see that huge stadium that the Raiders have.
Okay. Yep.
Now, although the Raiders are going to be playing at Carolina, but I brought that up because they have a new name. They are now the Las Vegas Raiders at the Carolina Panthers. Today, they're playing at Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte. Who do you got in this game?
At this point, I'm looking at the Raiders and what they are, you know, what they're doing, you know. And Raiders right now, hey, man, they started out on a good note last year, you know what I'm saying? But at this point, man, with the way things are looking and everything, hey, it's kind of, I'm still debating on it.
You still debating on this one?
I'm still debating on it.
The spread on this one?
The spread on what we have with the Raiders right now. The Raiders are, Vegas have them at, because it changed.
I'm thinking it's a low.
It actually is.
Well, I mean, just from a competitive standpoint, I mean, Teddy Bridgewater is going to make his debut for the Carolina Panthers. Teddy Bridgewater, if you notice, he was with the New Orleans Saints last year, backing up Drew Brees. Gets his start, has his own team now. He doesn't have to do much. We've got a good running game with Christian McCaffrey. He led the league last year with 2,392 scrimmage yards. So they have a decent team. And, of course, the Raiders, I mean, this is really going to be exciting to see that, you know, just the Las Vegas Raiders is really a trip for me.
Okay. Yeah, but, and the Raiders in Vegas got them at 3. Because okay. I was actually looking, trying to answer some guys on the, we're doing also a live casting.
You're chatting.
I'm trying to multitask. So the Raiders right now, I'm trying to, but, you know, the fans are all on the line trying to look and see. So we're doing the Raiders. They are considered right now at a -3.
So they're favorite to win. And I got them.
I'm going to go with the Raiders with that minus at 3 over the Carolina Panthers.
I'd like to go with Bridgewater, though, at home. But I'm going to go with the Raiders. I think if the Raiders are going to do anything, especially – I mean, we know they're not going to win that division because they got the Patrick Mahomes now. But there's no Phillip Rivers, so somebody's got to be the second best team in that division.
Yeah.
They actually have a good chance to do so. So, all right, who you going with? Who you got? I got the Raiders
over the Panthers. And I'm going to take that over that 48. They got them at 48 right now. So I think I'm going to take over that 48. you okay. know, go over that 48 if I had to pick. Yeah.
Next game, another division game. How about this? This is an old school division rival. The Chicago Bears at the Detroit Lions. This is what's interesting about this. Matt Stafford is your starting quarterback. Mm-hmm. I cannot believe that Mitchell Trubisky beat out Nick Foles for the starting job. But it's kind of good for Nick Foles. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows he's good coming off the bench.
Correct.
Replacing people. So this is the perfect setup. Because if Trubisky does a lousy job, mm-hmm. then Nick Foles will just come in and do what he's always done.
Correct.
Back up. So I believe I'm going with the Lions in this game.
Well, right now it's at a 2.5 points. Detroit favored to win. And for some odd reason, I just don't think Chicago is going to lay down like that. So I was kind of, I was on board with you last night. Then I had to go into the work to the workshop and do a little kind of research. I think I'm going to go with Chicago.
All right, you
I think I'm going to go with the home team.
Well, you know, we got a lot of family in Chicago.
That's why I say,
I
think I'm going to go with Chicago if I had to pick. I think Chicago will cover that 2.5 points.
Okay.
You know, And show that, hey man, we not the you know, the Bears that everybody just kind of pushing us to the side, like, you know, and they've been getting rid of some guys, man, and you know, just unnecessary getting rid of people, which is, I think they hurt themselves, then they try to come back, but I think today they're kind of showing
that we don't want to come back. Guess who's running the ball for the Lions now? They cut him in Washington. He said, I ain't got a job. Detroit calls him up and says, AP, you want to run the ball for us, baby? Adrian Peterson is going to be running the ball with Kerryon Johnson.
Yeah, and Adrian Peterson, man, got been around for a long time, man. He's a Hall of Fame type of guy. Yeah. You know, he's going. And I just think, man, he's probably one of them, like we've been talking about, all these guys that's probably proven something on their way out the door.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and I think Adrian is going to come in, man.
He was unemployed for less than 72 hours, I think, exactly. 48 hours.
Yeah, he still got it in the tank. Adrian still got it in the tank. And, you know, I think he's going to show up and have a good, you know, game today. But I just think Chicago is going to, you know, do what they got to do as well.
I hope you hired a nanny to take care of those kids.
I ain't going to touch right. on that. Okay, I'm going to stick to bed. Okay. I bet he do though.
The next game. But see, this is why my little brother gets me in trouble. All right. So the next game we got is the Indianapolis Colts at the Jacksonville Jaguars. Now, Jacksonville Jaguar fans, you would not like what I'm going to say. I mean, and I'm sorry, but your management, your leadership of your team is horrible. Okay. You're at home today. I don't know if there's going to be fans or not. Gardner Minshew is the guy that's going to be your starting quarterback, and he's going up against Philip Rivers, who Philip said, hey, I outstayed my welcome with the Chargers. I threw way more interceptions and fumbled the ball way too many times. Now I want to try to do that for the Colts. This is going to be an interesting game. I'm going with the Indianapolis Colts, so who you say?
Okay, well, Vegas got them sitting there, you know, right now. At 8 points, got Rivers favored.
Wow.
The Colts to win by 8 points. But me, I just think Rivers is another one of the guys. Today I'm on all the guys that I feel like this is their last season. They trying to prove something. Rivers is
16 years.
He's on a ring chasing mission. He's been on one. He's the only one that's going into the Hall of Fame, that's been in the league all this time. Decent quarterback. You know, real good quarterback. He just, I guess, didn't have a surrounding cast to get him.
And he had way more surrounding cast.
Yeah.
He had a lot of good players, man.
And, to just do what he need to do. But I think Rivers is on a mission chase for a ring. And I just think this is his last shot at it. Well, and if he don't do it this season.
Here's the unique thing about this, because I don't know if a lot of people are aware of this. Frank Wright, who is the head coach for the Indianapolis Colts, you know, he was the backup to, Jim Kelly, you know, for all the Buffalo years. Frank Wright used to also coach with the San Diego Chargers, so him and Rivers got a little history together. Mm-hmm. So there's no surprise why Rivers went up there, and Frank Wright was a good quarterback's coach, correct. Too, now head coach. I just think they're going to beat the brakes off Jacksonville, because Jacksonville is on a mission to just get rid of all their players, and I don't know what they're doing.
I think... exactly what you're saying, and as a, you know, the betting point side that I'm looking at, there's a two-way street with me on this. Because it's not just a straight taking the 8 points.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at Jacksonville will cover the 8 points. But I think the Colts will win, you know. But Vegas only lets you do it, you know, in a particular way that, hey, Jacksonville, you might lose. You're probably going to lose. Mm-hmm. But I don't think they're going to lose by eight. So I'm going to take the 8 points that Vegas is giving.
And that's an early game,
so,
too.
Yeah. So I think I would take Jacksonville to cover the 8 points.
And we got to set up, too.
We got to
get still got to set up for the watch these games that we didn't think was going to happen.
Most definitely. How about this one?
I know you've been talking about this. Quarterback of this team all weekend.
Oh my goodness.
The Green Bay Packers at the Minnesota Vikings. Another big time conference game. This is huge. This is the NFC North. Whoever, like the Lions and the Bears and the Packers, one of those teams is going to be.
Lions and Tigers and Bears.
Hey man, that's some scary stuff there. Look here, but the Packers and the Vikings, Aaron Rodgers, man, who is just last year. Threw for over 4,000 yards, 26 touchdowns, did not have but 4 interceptions, which is a great year for him. He's going up against Kirk Cousins, who, you know, you like that? And his running back is happy because he just signed for a lot of money, Dalvin Cook, over the weekend. Dudes did the brick trucks, left Kansas City and drove all the way over there. Where this game being played at? Minnesota.
Yeah. They in Minnesota.
Yeah.
No fans in the stadium. And, man, right now, like I say, I'm back on these guys doing their last year. You know what I'm saying? I just think he's finna bring back the discount double check.
Ooh.
It's some discount double checking finna go on today. And I'm going with one of the GOATs. You know what I'm saying? And I just think Mr. Discount, I seen his commercial today. We saw his commercial. Yeah, he's been gone for a minute. They took him out the commercial, but he's back today. Yeah. And I just think he's been studying the tapes. He's seen where he's been making his mistakes, man. And he's on his way. He's another one that I feel like this is his last year, man.
These guys
got plenty of money, man. So, you know, they going to be a
part
of the
Super
rest
Bowl
of their life.
And against the Steelers.
Yeah, against the Steelers. And I just think that he's, you know, at that point, man, to where it's just like, man, let me leave. You know, we on a mission. Let me leave. I'm on the top of the game. He's trying to get him another ring before he just go. But at the end of the day, he's still trying to show these young guys, I still got it. I still got it. And let the fans, the world know that, hey, I still got it. So I'm going to go with Green Bay today. Vegas got them. Minnesota favorite to win by 2.5 points.
Ooh.
But
I'm going with Minnesota too, by the way.
You going with Minnesota?
With the straight up win.
I got to go with the GOAT.
Okay.
You know, I got to go with the GOAT on this.
It's
going
to be
a
hell of a game.
Oh, most
definitely. Many good games to watch this morning.
It's going to be some point. And Vegas got them at 45 right now for the over and under. And I think they're going to go over that 45 points.
Oh, you know what? I want to say this because we're about halfway through the picks anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Good news this morning, just in case, I mean, because we all are aware of the COVID-19 and everything. Just got word this morning that everyone tested negative for week one in the NFL. All players tested negative. So I really bragged about how the NBA did a hell of a job. And now it looks like the NFL learned something because they were able to wait and see what everybody else was doing.
That's why I was saying in the beginning of the show that, hey, man, the NFL took the necessary precautions to keep everybody safe.
That's
why I figured, man, that it's too much money involved not to play.
This is big news. And they got all the money in the world to get the best doctors and scientists.
And then you notice they got these guys wearing the little wristbands.
Yeah, for
the
contact tracing.
Yeah.
So they come into contact with.
And who all they set aside.
Like I said, they got the money.
They got the money, man. You get that kind of money, man, you know, you got to have some things in play.
I mean, it's just good. It makes you watch the game because, you know what, I mean, and I'm not as worried about these players as I am the coaches and folks, you know, my age. You know, those guys, you know, they're older. They're more at risk.
Mm-hmm.
So I just hope that they'd be like, we're watching one right there.
That right.
You know, he's got his mask on. He's a coach. And that's just good. That's just good to see. So, hey, big ups to the NFL. All right, back to the picks. The Miami Dolphins at the New England Patriots led by Cam. I feel so good. I want to dance on the sidelines, Newton.
And, oh, man, hey, Mean Gene, I don't know. I think it's a certain type of way as a quarterback you carry yourself in a professional way.
I knew you was going there.
You got to carry yourself in a professional way as a leader. You know, it's okay to celebrate after you completed your job. Mm-hmm. But all this celebrating, man, is dancing and all this.
I thought you
were going
to talk about his hair, but no, you.
I was getting to that next. There's a lot of things that I can't cover all in one time. I was going to get to that, you know, but we were going to talk about the job, and, you know.
Okay.
I think, you know, Bill Belichick kind of like, he let you set yourself up for failure. And I think they spoke with him, and he kind of just like, I have no problem with that, you know. And I think if you can dance and do whatever it is you do,
that
pumps you up, right, to make be successful.
Because that's not Belichick. Belichick is old school.
Man, Belichick didn't win. He didn't win 6 championships.
No.
By Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
He didn't win 6 championships. You're by right. that. His the person. The accessible folk, wasn't out there dancing.
Oh, no.
You know, they were handling business.
Handling their
so
business.
So Cam coming in, and you got to be able to say, hey, man, I got to kind of feel with the coach, just like me. I got to feel with you. I got to feed off of you. And if I'm not over here, if you don't want everybody in the video dancing,
right.
You know, and all that. So you got
to
be.
But you know what, though? I mean, it's give it up to Bill Belichick for accepting that because, hey, it's change. You got to embrace the change. You know what you was getting when you got Cam.
Exactly.
And, I mean, Tampa's probably happy because, whoa, we got a cool, calm, collective quarterback that's all about the business.
But,
I mean,
as knowing Bill, you would say, you know him, that he would probably say, hey, man, I don't mind your celebration, but as long as you're showing me and you producing,
give me some wins,
you got to give me some wins. Mm-hmm. But if we got an agreement, if you stop winning, you stop dancing.
Yeah.
You know, you stop dancing. And if you win it, hey, keep dancing. But he probably threw a little something in there, some small print in the contract. If you're not winning, you cut your hair. You got to cut this hair.
Well, I think they're going to beat the Dolphins today. This is a home opener at Gillette Stadium.
Well, I figured I'm back on it as far as with right now. Mm-hmm. Vegas got them. New England to win by 7 points. Okay. I just think Miami's gonna cover that 7.
I understand.
They're gonna cover the 7
because of Ryan Fitzpatrick. And this is the one team that's always been a thorn. Whether New England can beat them 20 out of 20 times, but it'll be 20 difficult times to beat. You know, to score. Yeah. I mean, because they play them tough.
And I want everybody to get to looking like, hey, Mr. Picks, man, you gave me the wrong information. I didn't say that Miami was gonna win. I'm telling you, they will cover the spread. That's only what I'm saying. I'm not saying that they're gonna win outright. So my predictions on what the games are and my thoughts on what the game is that they will cover the 7 points.
I agree. And I think that, you know, Shaq Lawson is making his debut with them today. Cal Van Noy, the linebacker, and Bobby McCain, the safety. So he led them with interceptions.
And Vegas got them. Vegas right now got it. The over and under at 41.5 points.
Oh,
and I think they'll go under that.
And I'm just going to be interested to watch Cam Newton, who didn't play, remember, last year.
That's what I'm saying.
So coming off that injury that he had. So it should be an interesting game.
And like you say, it's a different aspect of you coming out here. And now you trying so much to try to please not only Bill Belichick, you trying to make the fans, because at the end of the day, the fans are the ones that are going to be behind you.
I mean,
they
were used to one guy for 20-something years.
Exactly. So you got some big shoes to fill. You talking about coming in behind a person got 6 rings, man. You don't have any rings. So,
Mama ain't got no rings.
Yeah, mama ain't got no rings.
Mama ain't got no rings.
Exactly.
NFC East, and there's Mr. Cam right there, speaking of the devil.
Yep.
We get back to that hair next week. I can't even get enough time in the show. The Philadelphia Eagles at the Washington football team. So now, we won't even say the name that we can't say because we've already
names
covered
have been
that.
Changed to names protect the innocents.
But they are the Washington football team with a new logo and everything. They're at home today, and this is the debut of Ron Rivera, who I really like. Good guy, man. Met him in Charlotte when he was with the Panthers. They're going up against the Philadelphia Eagles. Eagles, as you know, won the division last year. I believe I went with Philly to win this game. So what do you say over there?
I'm going to go with Washington. I'm going to go with Washington. Right now, Philly are favored to win they've changed it up. It's at 6.5 points.
Ooh.
And I just think Washington is going to cover that 6.5 points. Like I say, these games, I'm feeling like Philly will win. Mm-hmm. But I just don't think they're going to cover that 6.5. I don't think they're going to. It's going to be a close game. It's going to be a close game.
I tell you what.
And it's the over and under on it is 42. And I just think that they're gonna kind of.
It's gonna be an interesting game too, because Washington is under, not only with the name change, they got that out the way, but
yeah,
you know, they also have that sexual harassment stuff going on too.
Mm-hmm.
Players might be able to, you know, not let that be a distraction and just go ahead and win. It won't look good for Daniel Snyder, the owner, if they get the asses blown out at home.
Mm-hmm.
That won't look good, but should be an interesting game to see. How about this next one here? The Los Angeles Chargers at the Cincinnati Bengals. The Bengals will start rookie quarterback selected number one in the 2020 draft, Joe Burrow, kid from LSU. And the Chargers will start Tyrod Taylor, who is not, they drafted the quarterback too, but Tyrod Taylor won the job. Justin Haber was the quarterback that they drafted with the 6th pick. Mm-hmm. So, interesting here. The game is in Cincinnati, and the Bengals are, I think I picked the Chargers. No, I'm sorry. I picked the Bengals
picked
to
the
win
Bengals.
This game. Yes.
The Bengals. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. So, I went with you on that Bengals pick. Right now, Vegas got the Chargers favored to win by 3 points. And I just don't think that Chargers are going to win today. You know, and I think they're going to go over that 42. They got them over and under 42. And I just think the Cincinnati Bengals at a division, them being in our division and Steelers division,
right,
I would like for them to lose. But
and
I
this
just
is a big AFC game
exactly,
overall right?
Yeah. But right. I just think Cincinnati will, you know, come out on top with this.
Would be interesting because Cincinnati, you know, and that's how they got the number one pick because they sucked last year.
Exactly.
So this is a new Joe Mixon got his money. The Brinks truck stopped by him a few weeks ago. Dropped off some cash to him.
Yeah.
So it's and then AJ Green is back.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't see much of him last year, so Joe Burrow's going to have plenty of people to throw the ball to and hand the ball off to, so he don't have to do much. This is a perfect setup for him.
And I think he's going
to
he's gonna
have to do a whole lot.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Next game, ooh, boy, cannot wait. Tampa Bay Buccaneers led by Tom. I've won 6 Super Bowls, Brady.
Mm-hmm.
Going against Drew Brees, the all-time leader in passing yards. This is going to be a hell of a game. How about this? Alvin Kamara, Brinks truck, just stopped by the other day. How about this? Leonard Fournette, who Jacksonville said, we don't want you anymore. All of a sudden, Bruce Arians says, oh, wait a minute. Son, don't leave the state of Florida. We got room for you here.
Correct.
This is going to be the game of the day. I already feel like an NFC championship game almost.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what, it's the Saints and the Buccaneers. Brady, Breeze. I got the Saints.
And I also have the Saints. Vegas have the Saints favored by 3.5 points. And, hey, it's going to be a close game. And I think, hey, you got 2 elite Super Bowl, I mean, NFL Man. Hall of Fame quarterbacks going up against each other.
In a week 1 matchup.
In a week one matchup.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. I left one important thing out. This is a division game.
Thank you. That's what I was going to also say. And I just think it's going to be odd to see Tom Brady in a Tampa Bay uniform. It's already odd. We've just been looking at it.
I've seen these two teams play each other without a Breeze and a Brady. This is crazy. This is remarkable.
But you got to also look at Tom Brady went back and reached and got his go-to man.
Oh, yeah.
And brought him in. You got Gronk. So you got Gronk over there. So that's why I say it's going to be a close game. And that's why I think Vegas.
Wait, but I forgot this. So not only do the Buccaneers have Leonard Fournette, I forgot they picked up Shady McCoy.
Exactly.
So
you figured, but I'm going to still have to go with the home team on it. But
why didn't they start the game at 12 o'clock instead of the late game?
And you going into down in New Orleans. They play in New Orleans, correct?
They're playing at the Dome. Mercedes-Benz at the Dome.
So you figure.
You know, we got time to leave right now. We can be there by game time.
We can get there. So I just figured with this, man, everybody's going to be tuned in, man. Everybody's going to be tuned in. I believe this game is going to be the highest rated.
I think you're right.
Yeah, this most highest rated because everybody want to see these two teams.
Yeah, exactly.
Match up. And see two good quarterbacks match up. And hey, man,
this is going to be great.
I would have said it probably would have been almost like a blowout game if they wouldn't have got Gronk and all the other guys that surrounded Tom.
And wait a minute now. And I don't want to shortchange the Saints too. They picked up Emmanuel Sanders.
Yeah,
and they got the tight end, one of the best tight ends in the league, Jared Cook.
That's why I say this is going to be a must see game.
And Malcolm Jenkins now, the safety. Going to be looking for Tom Brady to throw that pick.
And I just think that with this one here, man, I'm going to still roll with the Saints, but it's going to be a must-see game. And I just think, hey, it's going to be good.
It's going to be good. Like they say, I think we're going to be watching football for at least 12 hours.
Yeah, we're getting TVs out of all seven of your rooms, all seven of your bedrooms. We bring a TV, and we're going to have it set up like the sports bar.
This is going to be right today. Hey, here's another NFC West, what with all the conference games on the opening weekend? We've been talking about, I know you love this kid here. Kyler Murray will be going up against the San Francisco 49ers, which last year this kid did very good as a rookie.
Mm-hmm.
Did really damn good. Passed for over 3,500 yards. That's damn good. The only rookie that ever did that was Cam Newton. So he did good. They, 49ers are pissed that, you know, they lost that Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. You know, gave up that big play that to Tyreek Hill, and next thing you know, the end of that story. Now, important fact about this game is that they don't even know if they're going to play it, as you know. And our thoughts and prayers go out to everyone out there on the West Coast that are dealing with these fires. And I lived out there on the West Coast. We got family out there on the West Coast.
Exactly.
It's amazing how this every year it happens. You don't know how bad it's going to be. This year it seems to be really bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the whole West Coast is on fire out there.
Man, prayers going out to all the families affected and all the, you know, everybody, because at the end of the day, any sports is way bigger than just the sports, because you have people that's playing the sports that their families are also being affected.
Elderly folks.
That's being affected. You got homeless people that's being affected. If they, you know, that's
hard to focus.
You know, and for, you know, and then you have people that's, you know, hey, we love animals, and animals are being affected.
Animals.
The whole world is being affected. Yeah. You got the coronavirus going, man, and now all this.
Now
so,
you got fire.
You know, you keep your prayers in there for everybody being affected, man.
We don't even know if this game will be played yet. This game could be postponed and put off, but we'll find out. However, it's still scheduled as of right now. I have the 49ers winning. I think I was pretty adamant about
it. Yeah, you were stuck on the 49ers. I just say, man, I think Kyler Murray is going to have one of those games, man. I think he set back and he kind of was learning from last year, you know, and I think he studied, you know, over the offseason and all that to kind of grow. He didn't have his little growth spurt like, man, it's time to, you know, mature. This is my team now. I'm not going anywhere. You know, hey, they locked me in. So I just kind of think, and with them, man, picking up from Houston, picking up
D-Hop.
D-Hop. D-Hop. And man, I think, like you say, it's kind of like this guy going to look at it like a video game.
Yeah,
you
know, I know it, man.
Have fun.
He going to be out there with the remote control.
Yeah.
Like, woo, where's Fitzgerald?
And then, you know, and like you say, man, Hopkins got to stand behind what he tweeted. So I think he's going to get out there today. So I say, man, with them two guys, and you got Fitzpatrick out there, I mean, Fitzgerald out there, and everybody, man, these guys going, you know, hey, man, embrace him and embrace the young quarterback.
Don't forget about Richard Sherman over
Richard
there.
Sherman. Yeah, Richard Sherman's on the other side.
On the other side,
hey,
yeah.
Man, Richard Sherman still got the Legion of Boom theory stuck in him that, you know, but I just think, you know, Arizona is going to kind of, it's going to be some teams that's going to break out more than what they did last year. And I think this kid, man, you know, Murray is going to be one of those guys that's going to, you know, step up and show out a little bit. You know, he want his recognition too, you know, as a young quarterback. And, you know, I think he's going to, man, I think they're going to, you know, come in and
what's the spread on it again?
The spread, 49ers are favored to win by 7 points.
Ooh, seven. That's a pretty big spread. It's a division
rival. Exactly.
Okay.
You know.
Well, I got the 49ers. You said
I'm taking Arizona. Going to cover.
All right. The Sunday night game. We are down to the Sunday night game. Two more after this. The two Monday night games. You remember every year, NFL always start the season off with two Monday night games. I don't know why they do that, because if you're on the West Coast, by the time you get off work, it'll be halftime of the Steelers-Giants game. And if you're watching the Steelers-Giants game, you're going to bed. You're not going to stay up and watch the Broncos and the Titans. So I don't know why they do two. But anyway, because it's just welcome back to football.
Yep.
But let's talk about this game tonight. This is why we're going to be watching football all freaking day.
Yep.
Not only do we get Falcons and Seahawks here in about another 45 minutes, we get this afternoon, we get Brady and Breeze. Well, tonight, we get the Rams and the Cowboys. The Rams are going to be playing at that brand new stadium that they've been building on for the last 20 years. And they're going to open it up today with no fans, unfortunately.
Correct.
But it's the Sunday night game on NBC. It's the Dallas Cowboys, Dak Prescott. Hey, Dak, the Brinks truck is waiting. They ain't got any orders yet to drive over to see you yet.
Man, and that's the big thing, man. Dak got, and we looking at it right now, Dak got to come out, man, and actually, you know, he's got to show up today. I mean, this is the first game. Dak has got to show up, man. If Dak does not show up this first game or a couple of games,
so
man,
the Brink truck ain't going to be there, right?
I think Andy Dalton sitting back rubbing his head like, here I come. So I think this is going to have this. Jerry and them did a thing by giving him the franchise tag, which it was like two franchise tags for 1 year. You know what I'm saying? Two years for 1 year. Because normally the franchise is, what, $15 million, somewhat like that?
Yeah.
So they gave him $36 million.
I mean, because that's the going rate for that. Not the going rate, but it's exactly a good rate for a quarterback.
But I think it was mostly Jerry stringing him along to kind of see. And that's why he say, I got a backup that, you know, I feel comfortable with, you know what I'm saying, as far as with Andy Dalton. So if you don't produce, then we're gonna let this guy here get your job. We're gonna go and let you go. We're gonna let you go if you don't produce this season. And I just think right now Jerry is playing poker with him right now.
Yeah,
I think it's a poker thing, you know, right now.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see if you take this 34 right now, 31.
31. Yeah.
You take the 31 this year, and then we can kind of negotiate. Man, this has been too long. This guy's in his fifth year. What guys in the fifth year, man, did you just string along like that and don't give a solid contract?
I mean, but here's the thing. I mean, if any game is going to determine this man's future and what he's going to get paid, it's this one. He's going up against a quarterback that already got paid. Jared Goff already got $100-something million. Four-year contract.
Thank you.
So, I tell you what, if you're Dak Prescott, you are going into this game knowing that the Brinks truck done hit the Rams twice.
Exactly.
They went over and paid Jalen Ramsey, the highest paid cornerback in the NFL. Mm-hmm. So the Brinks truck done is out there in California.
It is. Yeah.
So if you're going to make some noise, hey, if this could be the game that may might pay him. This could be the game that might pay him. But I got the
Rams. That's why I say he got to win it, though.
He's got to win it. Going to have to single-handedly take charge and win this game, unfortunately. But I got the Rams winning.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Rams winning this one as well. And right now, Vegas got Dallas favored to win by 2.5 points. And I just don't think it's going to get done.
It's going to be interesting.
It's going to be interesting. And then you got the over and under at 51.5. I think they're going to go up under. Defense is going to show up on both sides.
Yeah. Defense you, is gonna, and we, hey, there's another name we did not mention. Aaron Donald. Hello.
Exactly.
I mean, so Dak Prescott got to be looking over there at number 99. You know, so number 99 ain't no joke. Then you got Jalen Ramsey out there. His pockets are full.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a hell of a game.
And I understand Dak got to play a lot harder than these guys. Everybody's out there playing to win. But Dak know that if you don't get us to the playoffs this season, Dak, you might as well forget him. All the talks of contract extension.
And it's going to be unfortunate.
It is.
He's going to end up being waived. You go from this big time money to being waived.
I hate to see guys that deserve the money have to pull that card to where you set out like Zeke did and sit down on your team in order to, you know, kind of, hey man, pay me. But you also got to look at Jerry is one of those guys that say, what have you done for me lately, type guys. You know, he's one of those, what have you done for me lately?
Yeah.
You haven't taken me to a playoff, or you got me there, one game gone or whatever. You haven't did enough for me to give you all this money.
This is, and a lot of people will say, well, Jerry did this, Jerry did that, he gave this person that. I mean, that's right, but, and that's true. But when it comes to the quarterback position, which is the future of the team, this position, regardless of who it is going to get the biggest money of all.
It's almost, and it's almost like a slap in Dak face. Everybody around Dak is getting big money. And then you got Amari Cooper that got big money, and he don't even know if he's going to play.
He don't even know if he's going to play.
Because he's, you know what I'm saying?
So if you Dak Prescott, and I know he's had a rough week, talking about his brother and his contract, and then, you know, a member of the media making a stupid remark regarding mental illness. I mean, I'm picking the Rams. This game has every indication that Dak is probably going to go out there and have the game of his life.
We'll
see tonight, though.
Yeah, and, you know, and it's crazy because, like I say, he deserves something.
I can root for Dak, but I can't. I can root for that because I mean the man has had it rough.
Yeah,
and I mean, I would like to see the man go out there and just light the Rams up, but I don't know. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough.
Yeah.
But let's get on to a more important game. The first Monday night game will take place at MetLife Stadium. The Pittsburgh Steelers at the New York Giants. The Giants have a brand new coach called Joe Judge, and he's playing with
Here comes the Judge.
And here comes Daniel Jones, that quarterback that they drafted, had everybody going, what the?
You know,
to back up Eli. No more Eli. But on the other side, Big Ben Roethlisberger makes his return.
Number 7.
To the Pittsburgh starting lineup. We were in Pittsburgh when Big Ben had the elbow injury that knocked him out. Me and my little brother wondered, like, what the hell happened to Big Ben?
Didn't even see it.
We didn't see injury. I mean, we sitting right there on the field. See any injury. And next thing you know, who knew we was going to end the season with a reindeer and a duck? But here we are. This is a big game. This is the first Monday night game. I'm going with the Pittsburgh Steelers and that killer defense.
And I, you know, I'm always root for my team, but if I feel like my team is playing horrible and we run across a team that I feel like is a better team, I may still pull for them, but, you know, we call this like we see it. We don't, you know, we are not just biased people on one team because it's our favorite team, you know. But at this point, Big Ben is coming back. He's looking good. He's healthy. And these guys excited about him being back. in, hey man, I'm wearing my Big Ben jersey come Monday. All the Steelers, we're going to post pictures up on the site. You'll see all the
Steelers. Going to the boom boom room.
Going to the boom boom room. You know what I'm saying? So, hey man, Steelers right now, Vegas have them, you know, to favor to win by 6 points.
Well, that's the defense alone, probably.
Yeah, for real. So, you know, I'm going with my team, which is the Steelers, and everybody know, hey.
I mean, I'm just going to throw a couple of names out there. Bud Dupree.
Oh, man.
Devin Bush.
Oh, man.
Micah Fitzpatrick.
Turned down for Watts.
T.J. Watt. I mean.
You know, we got two Watts on the team right now. Watt. You know what I'm saying?
Who doesn't know those names?
Man. We picking up so many different Micah. We got so many, you know, we got so many. Pittsburgh should, not just because that's my team. I just think it's been a long time coming, and I think Big Ben coming back, he's another one of the quarterbacks. I feel like this is his last year.
He's never been this small in his life.
Exactly. And I think we're going to see some mobility around Big Ben, and I think, you know, he's going to get it done. The defense is going to protect him well. Because they feel like,
Juju's got his hands together like, yes, my
prayer. Yes, he's ready to, hey,
somebody's
man.
Somebody's going to throw me the ball this year.
Hey, they got so many weapons on the field for Ben with his returning. Mm-hmm. That, man, I feel like this is going to be, you know, number seven. Ben is going to get our number seven before he retired this year. I feel like this is Ben's last year. And Big Ben is going to bring number seven to Pittsburgh. And we're going to stand back outside the crowd again. Nice. We'll be seven. Right now we tied New England 6-6. And it took 36 years for somebody to catch up with We had six first.
Yeah.
So now I think we're going to step back out of the box and get seven. Yeah,
separate ourselves.
Yeah, we got to separate ourselves again. You know?
Okay.
So, yeah, we're going to go with them Steelers, getting that 6 points.
And for those of you who will still be up to watch this game, I mean, you know what? This is going to be a good game now because, number one, the Tennessee Titans and Derrick Henry and Ryan Tannehill and the amazing job that Mike Vrabel has done. Folks, mm-hmm. I'll be the first one to tell you that Mike Vrabel, I didn't believe in him. He mm-hmm. came in there and got rid of Marcus Mariota, and I'm like, what are you doing? You're ruining this team and this quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, this man knew something that I didn't know. He is taking the Titans was one game away from going to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're going to go against the Broncos. Melvin Gordon used to run the ball for the Chargers. He's no mm-hmm. longer with them. He's with Denver. Phillip Lindsay. And then Von Miller, I don't think Von Miller is going to be playing. I think he got hurt there, so that defense is going to be kind of suffering. This game is in Denver. I got the Titans winning. I think they're going to kind of capitalize on what they did last year.
And they got the Titans. Vegas got Titans favorite to win by 3 points. So I think I'm going to go with the Tennessee Titans on this one and to get the job done, man.
Well, I tell you what, that is it. That is the end of our picks. We are done, folks. Hope you enjoyed this show. I mean, this is week one, okay? Now, next week. Oh, and for all my NBA listeners, hey, like I told you last week, I cannot do the NBA and the NFL on the same show. There's just too much excitement going on. I will get you caught up on, you know, what's happening with the NBA, not to mention the WNBA, PGA, the Safeway Tour, I know it's going on, and even though the FedEx Cup is all over with, and good job to Mr. Zach Johnson for getting that. I think it was Zach Johnson that won that. I could be wrong, but anyway, don't quote me on that one. But it's been a hell of a day. We are getting ready to let the ice hit the bottom of the cup.
Chilling.
We're getting ready to watch some football. Hope you have a great weekend. A great day of football. And if you're on the West Coast, be safe. Pay attention to everything they're telling you out there. Watch your weather, your news, and all of that stuff. Get those reports. Check in on the elderly and all that great stuff. Take care of those animals. And we'll see you next week. Mr. Pixie, he'll be back. Trust me.
No doubt.
We'll probably be doing
it. Been reasonable.
We got to get down to Vegas and do it.
Yeah, we got to get out of Vegas.
We do. Hey, folks, we'll see you next week. I'll see you next week with the NBA and more NFL stuff. You've been listening to the Mean Gene Show right here on iHeartRadio.